terrible eyes. She heard many singing voices, thousands of them, and understood that some were the voices of his lost friends. She awoke with tears on her cheeks and a feeling of loss, even though he was still beside her. After today, she'd see him no more, and that was for the best. Still, she would have given anything in her life to have him make love to her again, even though she understood it had not been really her he had been making love to. Even when he came into her, his thoughts had been far away. With those voices. Those lost voices. Chapter 3. New York again. Roland shows ID. 1. On the morning of Monday, the 21st of June, in the year of 99, the sun shone down on New York City just as if Jake Chambers did not lie dead in one world and Eddie Dean in another. As if Stephen King did not lie in a Lewiston Hospital's intensive care ward, drifting out into the light of consciousness only for brief intervals. As if Susanna Dean did not sit alone with her grief aboard a train racing on ancient, chancy tracks across the dark wastes of Thunderclap toward the ghost town of Fiddick. There were others who had elected to accompany her on her journey at least that far, but she'd asked them to give her space, and they had complied with her wish. She knew she would feel better if she could cry, but so far she hadn't been able to do that. A few random tears, like meaningless showers in the desert, was the best she had been able to manage, although she had a terrible feeling that things were worse than she knew.
"Fuck, that ain't no feeling,"
Detta crowed contemptuously from her place deep inside, as Susanna sat looking out at the dark and rocky wastelands, or the occasional ruins of towns and villages that had been abandoned when the world moved on.